Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo OG just making a video about yeast infection cinnamon rolls. Well, let's go. Yes, look at this, ladies. For women who want to have kids, the sooner the better. 90% of eggs gone by age 30. Dun dun dun. Gasp! Yes, guess what? You need fresh ingredients to make something great, right? Yes, but you say,
oh, Gonzo, what does that have to do with cinnamon rolls or yeast at all?
Well, let's find out, right? Remember, fellas, this is a PSA announcement. Just say no to hags. Just saying. Yes, look at this lovely lady. She did something crazy. This is the one with the cinnamon rolls. I'm going, oh, what do you mean cinnamon rolls? Yes, this chick. You see her tongue why it's so white? It's because this dumb twat got a yeast infection and made some yummy, frosted, icy, yummy cinnamon rolls. Yes, yeast infection cinnamon rolls. Do you want those ooey gooey cinnamon rolls? I sure do love cinnamon rolls, but nom 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 nom, look at her tongue.
This is why you should not make cinnamon rolls or any baked goods out of your yeast infection. I just want to do some damage control because I know I came on here and said I made cinnamon rolls out of my yeast infection and they turned out really good. And they did.
Hey, you know what? At least this lovely lady knows how to cook and bake and all kinds of shit, so she's not completely worthless. But I wouldn't eat this. Just saying.
It's been really good. But we consumed them and 2 days later, these white spots start popping up on mine and my husband's tongue. And I'm Googling what that means. And it says oral thrush.
Yes, oral thrush looks something like this. Very lovely, yeah? That's so disgusting. But don't mistake it for a hairy tongue. That's a mother shit. Let me bring that one up. Yeah, and this is a hairy tongue. So remember to scrape your tongue or something, because that's nasty too, but that's for some other shit. That's not from eating cinnamon rolls. Oh, man. But yeah, let's see what this thrush is. Let me bring it up. Okay, so oral thrush, also known as oral candidatus, is a fungal infection in the mouth caused by the yeast Candida albicans. Yes, yeast infection. Very nice. It is a mycosis or yeast fungal infection that occurs on the mucous membranes of the mouth. This condition is not usually serious and can generally be cleared with treatment. Oral thrush can affect anyone but is more common in babies younger than 6 months old and in older adults, as well as those with weakened immune system. Yes, like people that have AIDS. What fun, right? Learning about diseases are fun. I love science and biology. Oh man, let's go back to the video and see what this crazy lady does.
It's essentially a yeast infection for your mouth, and the reason we have it is because we consumed my yeast infection.
And a quick question, how'd you eat that cinnamon rolls? Did you eat it just like that straight? Or did you wash it down with some tasty beverage? Well, I don't know, like you made the cinnamon rolls out of your yeast infection. Did you milk your husband and made some vanilla milkshakes out of his semen? Yeah, that's fun, right? Get the McFlurry. Oh, anyways.
So what I thought was a very special Valentine's gift, truly a pastry made with love from things that came from my body.
What the fuck? Some shit that comes out your body and that's love? What the fuck? This chick's mind is so fucking brain fucking rotted. Yeah, you know what's funny? If a dude did something like this out of his fluids or whatever secretions that comes out of his body and he fed it to his wife or whatever, oh, she'll have a meltdown. Oh yeah, and be careful with chicks that practice Wiccan or witches or whatever. Don't eat their spaghetti. Yes, because of the red stuff. In case you don't know, there's some chicks that do witchcraft and they feed you the menstrual cycle fluids or whatever so they could do magic. But this chick did those magical cinnamon rolls, but instead of getting some kind of cool-ass wish or power, you got your tongue with some yeast infection. Yes, ooey gooey goodness. Just be careful, women are crazy, right?
Turned out to be the president of Oral Thrush, and it's not fun having it. It's not the most comfortable thing to live with.
Wait a minute, I hear a kid coughing in the background. Oh, please don't tell me you gave that little kid your cinnamon rolls. I bet you did. And then I think I read right there, it says that kids of 60 months old, they get these diseases. Yeah, that thrush? Yeah, they could get it too. So most likely you gave your rotting cooter koosh juices to your kid and ate that and now his tongue is rotting off. Oh, good job, lady. You're the mother of the year. Barf! This is just an opinion, but I think they should get you for a child endangerment because you're feeding your children that kind of disgusting disease. Oh, but whatever, I digress.
It's kind of painful, and I just feel so bad for giving it to my husband, and I'm thinking I need to make it up to him in some way. Now, I would make a pastry out of my breast milk again, but the yeast is just not worth it. Just go...
Yeah, she'll make some breast milk pastries. Yum. But the yeast infection, she'll pass. Yes, do a favor that. Don't do that. Oh, fuck. Makes your face fucking rot off.
Buy yeast from the grocery store. And if you want to, you can just lie and say it is your yeast infection that's in it. But it's definitely not worth it. Anyway, I just wanted to come on here because I felt obligated to do that damage control because I know a lot of you look up to me and are influenced by me and were thinking about trying that just because I did. But don't do it.
It's disgusting that this chick thinks that shit flies, but whatever, right? Yeah, women act like the shit don't stink and that anything they could do that there's no consequences. But clearly you could tell by that one chick, seriously, that it does have consequences. You fuck around and you find out, right? Just saying. Yeah, women are just getting crazier and crazier. And this is like the type of chicks that you have to choose from. So, I don't know what you guys are gonna do. You're better off just concentrating on yourself and kick ass and make the best money you can because what other things you have to going for you? Obviously not women because, right? Well, anyways, I got my own stuff to do. I gotta go take a nap because it's already tiresome. And, you know, I still did great on my day today, but hopefully everything goes great for you guys too, so... You guys take care of yourself, be the best version you can be, and fuck these bitches. Laters.